Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. If you haven't got your tickets for Pain in the Grass, well, I mean, come on. I mean, it's three big days of awesome, awesome music. We got Tuesday, July 30th, Friday, August 2nd, Saturday, August 3rd, all happening at White River Amphitheater. The bands are insane.
We're going to see Rob Zombie and Marilyn Manson on the same stage on the same night.
Yeah! Let's go. Now, listen, you might want to think about the Palace Law Premium Experience, because that is when you get yourself a chance to just hang out backstage. It's a nice backstage area where we feed you, we're hanging out with you, and you never know what bands are going to do acoustic performances or come out and do interviews with us, but you will be there for all of that. That's the Palace Law Premium Experience is just a great way to see Pain in the Grass. Either way, man, like Steve said, yeah, I mean, you want to see some great bands, you just got to do it. Tickets available, LiveNation.com. $2 for each ticket sold, benefiting the Vitalogy Foundation. They do a lot of great work. You want more information about pain? You know where to go. KISW.com.
Let's play B Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name. B Migs. Don't be a loser.
Whoa.
B Migs. You're a loser.
It is time
to be.
Maybe we can whack him instead.
Whack
it's him. Whack It Wednesday.
Let me see everybody do their Mr. Wacky then.
All right.
Woo!
There we go.
Waving your arms in the air like you don't care.
That's how he does it.
Yeah.
I saw Mr. Wacky on the way to Oregon.
Really?
Nice.
Yeah. The Mr. Wacky?
Well, I
did
don't
you
know.
Get your autograph with him?
Might have been one of his flunkies.
Oh.
I'm not too sure. You never know. You know, you don't know who the real Mr. Wacky is.
They're everywhere.
I love it. Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Bill in Linwood to take on Steve. Bill, are you there?
I am. What's up, guys?
Not much. What's he playing for today, Steve?
Right, he's playing for tickets to check out Cage Sport MMA at the Emerald Queen Casino on August 10th. Go to KISW.com for all the details. You want tickets? They're available now at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
Get out!
For those playing at home, Bill will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Bill, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas was a novel written by which author?
Pass.
Who was Whitney Houston married to?
Bobby Brown.
Yes. What is the capital of France?
Paris.
Yes. The Strait of Magellan runs through the southern tip of what continent?
Africa.
No.
Europe.
No.
Asia.
No. The U.S. Senate has how many senators representing each state?
Two.
Yes. What year of the early 90s did Wayne's World, the movie, come out?
91?
No.
92.
Yes. If you mix mayonnaise and sweet pickle relish together, what sauce do you get?
Tartar sauce?
Yes. From which country did the U.S. buy territory in the Louisiana Purchase?
France.
Yes. Who plays the title character in the 2008 comedy You Don't Mess with the Zohan?
Michael Myers.
No.
Adam Sandler.
Ah.
Do we give it to him?
I say so.
All right,
fine.
Still kind of
we'll give it to you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct.
Nice job.
Anything that might give Steve a whack-in and maybe BJ a winner song?
Whack-in.
Or loser song.
Yeah, that's my winner song, his loser song. You're
exactly right on that. So I guess we'll have to go with that one. And maybe it'll be the deciding factor.
Steve will lose.
He will lose everything.
He could. Steve, are you ready?
Yeah.
Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas was a novel written by which author?
Ooh.
That guy.
That guy. Oh, who's that guy?
Hunter S. Thompson.
Yes.
Ooh, nice.
Who was Whitney Houston married to?
The Crack.
No.
Bobby Brown.
Yes.
Billy.
What is the capital of France?
Paris.
Yes. The Strait of Magellan runs through the southern tip of what continent?
Europe.
No.
Asia.
No.
Africa.
No. Which, the U.S. Senate has how many senators representing each state?
Two.
Yes. What year of the early 90s did Wayne's World the movie come out?
92.
Yes. If you mix mayonnaise and sweet pickle relish together, what sauce do you get?
Tartar.
Yes. From which country did the U.S. buy territory in the Louisiana Purchase?
France.
Yes. Who plays the title character in the 2008 comedy You Don't Mess with the Zohan?
Is that Ben Stiller?
No.
Rob Schneider.
No! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It was a tie!
Ooh.
Oh, I thought you were going to lose there, Steve.
I didn't.
You did not.
Bill, if you only knew about Hunter Thompson, man. Oh, well.
Yeah, my bad.
But you know what? You get a tie, and that's good for you. You get the prize. I just don't get my song, so hang on, buddy.
Yeah, unfortunately on that, he did miss the Hunter S. Thompson one. The other one that he missed, he said the exact same answer as you did for the Strait of Magellan, so it isn't those ones, but it does run through the southern tip of...
Slapistan.
No.
Is it Florida?
I said continent.
North America?
A little bit more south.
South America?
There you go.
Oh, okay.
Way to work it out, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
Congratulations on Bill and
Danny's shaking his head like he's a geography expert.
Are you really?
Oh, I'm not. No, it was just the banter was fantastic.
Oh, you shut up.
Hearing you guys go back and forth.
I hate you.
Didn't you know that he was named Geography King in junior high school?
Yeah.
Was he really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh. New Albuquerque.
Yeah.
Hi.
New Albuquerque. Yeah. Wow.
New Albuquerque High.
Yeah, that's the name of it. That's where you went.
That's a good high school, yeah.
Good old New Albuquerque, my favorite place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go newbies.
Yeah.
How did you tie this morning?
I know.
Well, you did, so congrats.
Yeah, that's how that goes, man. If you tie or beat Steve, that's how you get the prize, just like that. Pretty sweet here on Beat Migs. There is a UK sex doll business owner offering a special bereavement service for those suffering from loneliness, in which she'll create a replica of their dead partner.
Oh.
This is right out of Black Mirror.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, damn, dude.
Would you do it?
Ooh, well, after watching that episode, man, I don't know. It seems like a good idea.
Really? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That sex robot would take over your life.
Yeah.
What if you got one while your significant other is still alive?
Oh.
So that way, if they're not, like, giving you what you need, you go, you know what? I'm going to go with plan B. You.
Well, I could see now, would that be okay for me? My wife doesn't live with me.
Yeah, if you had like a replica version.
Yeah.
And then like you could FaceTime her.
Yeah.
And she could like tell you what to do.
Yeah. It's a good idea.
I mean, it's kind of weird, but kinky.
Yeah.
I give it 6 months before the sex doll moves out too, though, to California.
Yep. Or Sarah kicks the sex doll out because it's making her nervous.
That too.
Okay, fine. That's great. So I shouldn't spend between $4,000 and $6,000 on buying one of these?
Ooh, do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
It's just, man. So if your partner's dead, this Jade's like, yeah, here's what I'll do for you.
Loneliness is a massive issue in the UK. And I think one of the most surprising aspects of this industry for me has been that really it is not all seedy and sexual. I have lots of customers that genuinely come to me. They want a doll for comfort purposes only. I think in that case, I'm fulfilling my job by providing comfort to somebody in their time of need.
Yeah. Loneliness, you know what really is a good, what combats loneliness is going out and talking to people and meeting people and interacting with people. And by the way, interacting with non-like-minded people, Brene Brown in one of her books wrote about that, saying that we tend to get lonely if we just hang around people that think like us. Huh. For some reason, it just we get very myopic. And so I'm not too sure a sex doll is going to make you less lonely.
You don't think? You don't think having a sex doll that made to look like your dead significant other?
Yeah.
That's not weird?
No, that's not weird at all.
No.
Well, anyway, this is great. I don't know the name of the episode of The Black Mirror, but it had Haley Atwell in it, and it was a great story about, well, what happens if somebody could actually maybe get down this road or even further.
I'd get it for carpool lane purposes, though.
Yeah. And then does that, now see, that's the thing. I mean, does that count if it's your comfort partner?
I can't speak for all law enforcement, but I feel like if I was pulling somebody over for speeding or in a carpool lane.
Yeah.
In a carpool lane, obviously. And then they're like, well, what's going on with this person in your passenger seat? And then they say, I'm lonely and I spent $6,000 to have this made to look like my dead ex. I don't think I would give them a ticket.
Oh, yeah. They give you that whole sob story.
Right.
Oh,
yeah. If you put in the dead ex part, I think that might get you. That's what I'm saying.
I can't guarantee it, but I would think more often than not, 9 times out of 10, you're not going to get a ticket.
Yeah, that would add insult to injury, especially if the person's putting on a really good, you know, the waterworks and everything, like, you don't understand.
Oh, that's nice. Someone texted, can they make a canine version for Migs?
Oh, bringing back the oldies there.
Yeah, that's oldie but goodie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Though, I'm not saying for sexual purposes, but what if they could do something like that for your dog, where it would, not almost like a stuffed dog? But, you know, they would make a replica that had the fur and everything. Because I think something about a real stuffed animal, like a stuffed, like, taxidermy type of situation is creepy.
Because it's the actual animal.
Yeah, but if it was a replica that looked like yours, that had fur and everything, that you could hold on to, like, a stuffed animal.
And, like, celebrate our old dog with just good memories, as opposed to having this fake thing.
What do you want? Yeah. These normal people I hear what people talk about?
I'm just picturing a realistic robotic dog. Because they have those robotic dogs.
Oh, that would be cool.
Robot dogs. Those are creepy. Creepy as all hell.
I would love a robot dog that looked like my old
dog.
That
could pretend pee on your fake grass?
Yes.
Oh, God.
How cool would that be?
That's right.
Yeah, lemonade. I put lemonade in it, and it could just lemonade my fake grass.
Oh, geez.
I'd have a whole fake house.
And you could creep out the neighbors if you're ever thirsty for lemonade.
Yes, Steve.
I think we just wrote the new episode of Black Mirror.
There we go. Now it's a good idea, isn't it, Steve?
One texter says, this conversation is very disturbing.
Yeah, it is.
Another person says, human interaction, overrated.
Yeah, you're right. What am I talking about?
Truth.
Yeah. Well, for a while now, and we laugh about this because, of course, we're friends with Duff McKagan from Guns N' Roses, and so we laugh about this because Andrew Dice Clay has been bragging for a long time that he is the reason that Guns N' Roses reunited. Well, he just shared in detail how he pulled that off. You're going to hear from Dice at 7:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Well, for a while now, Andrew Dice Clay has been bragging that he was the one that got Guns N' Roses back together.
Yes.
And he says he did it because he had separate conversations with members of the band. And here's Dice talking about how he was the miracle worker.
So I get to Australia, and there's a guy that I think looks like Slash. I say to the guy, he's sitting down, I go, you mind if I have a cigarette? And he looks, and he goes, Dice! I go, what are you doing here? And he goes, well, I'm here to play the national anthem for their football game. I go, what kind of argument did you guys have decades ago that you can't put this back together? You peaked rock and roll. And you had a fight? And as far as Axel, I go, I'll take care of him in Vegas. He was performing at the Hard Rock, and so was I. He's going, so what'd you think of the show? I go, well, you play him for 3,000 people. I could do that. You need to put this back together.
Hey, you know, the more I hear about it, the more,
he tells a good story.
He does tell a good story, and you know, we've talked with Duff, and Duff was never, you know, Duff was never the problem. He got along with everybody.
Right.
So, you know, when we, and whenever we asked Duff, Duff would be like, yeah, you know, I mean, but, you know, he never really told any stories out of school, but you could tell it wasn't Duff's issue about getting the band back together or not. It, you know, it was Axl and Slash. They had to figure it out.
So, I mean, could it be? Could he be telling the truth?
He might be telling the truth. I mean, he had
Andrew Dice Clay the reason why we have Guns N' Roses again.
It could be, because that I will tell you, that is a great line. Here's why I like the line. Axel's looking for approval, right. And Dice is like, dude, hey, come on.
I can do 3,000 people.
Yeah, so
I'm doing stadiums.
Yeah,
oh,
I think there's something, you know, I think there's something to be said that maybe that kind of wake up might have been the thing.
I'm looking at I thought I was going to go on YouTube and people are going to be crucifying him for this, and it's quite the opposite. Someone's like, thank you for your service and getting together one of the biggest rock and roll bands of all time. Thanks, Dice. Nice work, Dice.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I think it's very believable.
I mean, Dice, you're the best.
Yeah. I'm starting to think that maybe there is definitely something to it.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So Andrew Dice Clay brags that he got Guns N' Roses back together, and
hey,
the more I think about it after hearing those words, I'm thinking maybe.
Hey.
They needed the money. Oh.
Well, that's, I think, a big reason of it. Not that they needed it, but they like having a lot of money, and that tour was a ridiculous money maker.
That was just, wow, that was insane.
I wish we could have one day, maybe we get to talk to Slash and Axl.
I would love that.
And get their perspective on this.
Maybe even if Duff knows, maybe next time we can say, Duff, seriously,
what's up?
Do you think maybe that he actually had some role in this? The way we'll play the audio for Duff and we'll see what Duff has to say.
Yeah, save this audio, Danny.
Yeah, save it, Danny.
One day we will play it for Duff.
Duff's coming back in. He likes to come on and tell jokes once in a while, so we'll ask him. But based on this, man, I mean, that's a great brag either way. I mean, if I'm Dice, you know what? He had the conversation, even if he said it, but it didn't mean anything, I'd still brag about it. He got a chance to talk to Slash and bring it up. Hey, what the hell? I'm going to say I'm the guy too. What is that one story that you love to share? You know, man, that is a great story he shares. So I want to know, man, what do you love to brag about? 206-421-ROCK, Texas at 77999. What is that one story you just share all the time? What do you love to brag about? Or maybe it's somebody you know that does a lot of bragging. 206-421-ROCK, Texas at 77999. Your calls, your texts after Alice.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. So Andrew Dice Clay, he brags that he got Guns N' Roses back together. Based on this, what is the one story that you love to share? What do you love to brag about? 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999.
I like this one because it can bring back old memories. I smoked a joint with Jack Black at Enfest 11. Thanks again, Steve. I won those tickets from you and Andy years ago from TJ, the homeschool kid.
Nice, dude.
Good on you.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, man, when you just get to have a casual experience with somebody like that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that's fun.
I mean, I think about, well, I guess I'll be the one I like to brag about. That Deftones did an end session many, many years ago, and the band was, one of the members who unfortunately is no longer around, Chi from the band. I walked into the back room to say hi to the band, and he was just smoking a joint. The whole band was there, and he just hands the joint and goes, here. And so I was like, well, I mean, should I? And then in my head, I'm like, you know what? It's worth getting in trouble for.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I want to smoke pot with the Deftones.
Yeah.
And I didn't get in trouble with anyone. I work at a radio station. No one's going to get mad at me.
Yeah. At that point.
My day was done.
Yeah. I mean, that's like the least that you see people do at radio stations, especially 80s, 90s, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, as far as the stuff that might have been done.
Right. Yeah. Right. Like, oh, how dare you smoke pot with the band that we're celebrating at this moment?
Yeah. I don't think anyone could give you a hard time for that.
No.
Especially now that I think about it, there were some other people that were doing some things, actually. Remember, Steve, now that I think about it? Some members of management that might have been really like doing some bad stuff for the company.
Oh yeah,
yeah. So I don't think anybody could really get mad at you.
No, back in those days, no, no,
yeah,
no. Right. What I was touching wasn't anywhere near what they were touching.
Exactly.
That's a good point.
Yeah. So I think you were in really good shape.
You're like this one, BJ. I like to brag that I got to stand on the mound at Fenway Park.
Oh, You know, Joey Deez and I went for a tour of Fenway, and we got on the warning track and got by the Green Monster. But man, standing on the mound would be pretty awesome. Yeah, I never got to do that. I mean, I've been on the field at at CenturyLink Field. Yeah. I've been on the field there, done a little stuff. I don't think I've been on the field at T-Mobile Park, though. I've been up in the press box, but to be on the mound of a Major League Baseball stadium is pretty awesome.
That'd be really cool.
Boy, I'd love to do that.
I saw the comedian Adam Ray, who's from here. We've met before.
Awesome.
He's on Doug Love's Movies a lot, mm-hmm. and he just got to throw out the ceremonial first pitch.
Oh.
Right?
That he did it.
Yeah.
Like, he got it over. There's some good heat on it. I watched the video.
Yeah.
His mom was like, don't pull a 50 cent.
Yeah.
Which is pretty funny.
I know, and I kind of almost did when I was doing it for the Aqua Sox, and it's like, if they ever asked me to go do it at T-Mobile Park, I'd be like, oh my God.
I love the amount that you stressed and how much you practiced.
I practiced and still stunk.
You didn't stink. Again, 50 Cent is the bottom barrier there. You don't have to worry about being bad at it, dude.
Yeah,
dude.
Thanks to him, everybody could feel good about their ceremonial first pitch.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, he really put everybody at ease.
Yeah.
Well, and was Lori Matsukawa just got to do it, too, because she's wrapping up her career with that King 5.
I think she
really cool of them to do that.
Yeah, well, Lori's been, I love when they do that. And Lori, of course, has been just an amazing, amazing figure in news here for so long.
Maybe that's what we do. You say that you're retiring. We cause all this hoopla.
Oh, and then maybe that'll happen.
You throw out the first pitch, and then you change your mind.
Yeah, that happened for Bob. They did it for Bob, Spike, and Joe, I think.
Yeah.
When Bob retired, Bob Rivers. So, yeah, apparently retiring is the key.
That's the way to get it done.
And then I'll just go, I'll unretire and go, dude, you'll never guess.
Hey, Brett Favre, man.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, sorry, guys, I'm back.
They couldn't leave, but they just couldn't do the show without me. I had to come back.
They just weren't ready. They weren't ready to go. I'm going to have to stick around for a little bit.
I mean, I'm at the age. People keep asking me, so it's not like they wouldn't believe it's possible.
Right, if Vicky said that, they'd be like, yeah, nice try.
Yeah.
But if you said, they might be like, okay. Yeah, throw out the first pitch, and as soon as you throw out the first pitch, you go, it hit me right at this moment. I decided I did not want to quit radio.
Yeah. there are a lot of people in this area that would love me to retire, so the Mariners would go, look, we're doing the world a service. Let him throw his ball out and then have him get the hell out of Seattle.
Throw his ball out.
Yeah.
And beat it.
Yeah, and get the heck out, buddy.
Joey D's.
Whoa.
Who's in the room?
Yeah, 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. We're looking for that story you love to share, the one that you love to brag about. And Joey Deez, you got one?
Oh, well, you know I always love to brag about the thing I'm the very best at. It's not basketball.
Oh, thank God.
But it does include macaroni and cheese.
Is this okay? Get out of the room.
Well, yeah, go home.
He makes a really good macaroni and cheese. I've gotten only on the holidays do I get a chance to taste it.
I'm BJ. I got to try all the mac and cheese.
Yeah, it's pretty good, dude.
Right. It's bull crap. You keep bragging about it, but for years now you've been bragging about this mac and cheese, and for years we've been asking for you to bring it in, and for years you said you're going to, and we have yet to receive your mac and cheese.
Okay, so this weekend we're going on BJ's bachelor party without him. You're not allowed on the party bus until you bring mac and cheese.
I will have to make your mac and cheese. We got to boil some water.
I got to boil a lot of water.
Some cheese.
I got to buy a lot of cheese because it's cheesy. I'm talking like $10.
It's not Kraft macaroni and cheese. You got to chop it up.
Yeah.
Okay, but here's the thing. If I'm going to make it, I want it to be fresh because I don't want to bring some cold macaroni and cheese in the morning or something,
That's the deal. Oh, give me a break. Just make it at home. Bring it in. We'll microwave it. We'll grate it on a curve.
A microwave, Steve? For my mac and cheese? Do you think I brag about macaroni and cheese in the microwave? Yeah. I do not.
Steve, how are we supposed to heat it up?
Steve. I've been his parent for his entire 30 years of existence. Uh-huh. You're not going to get him to do work. I'm just going to tell you that right now.
I actually have a hot plate at home. You just plug it in. You can cook it, reheat it up on a hot plate. It's better than the microwave.
Again, Vicky, for 30 years, you're not going to get him to do work. My wife and I tried everything to get Joey to do a chore, to do anything. If he don't want to do it, he ain't going to do it.
You're going to miss the weekend of aggressively drinking.
Well, there's that.
I'll sneak you on the bus, Joe.
Thank you, Danny.
You're welcome.
What the heck?
I want my drinking buddy.
That's
I'm
the
sorry.
Problem. Yeah, you get Danny needs his drinking buddy.
Danny,
Joey,
you're out too.
Yeah. So they'll just be on the side of the road on I-5 just getting trashed together.
That's a typical Friday, Saturday for them.
Yeah. That is awesome. All right, so what about you? What do you brag about, mac and cheese, boy? Just the mac and cheese, that's it?
That's what he's bragging about, BJ.
That's what I brag about. Well, that and my amazing pecan bars. You've had the pecan bars.
I have not.
I have not.
Oh. Yeah, they are good.
Oh, But those I'll bring in. How about that? I'll meet you guys in the middle.
Let's do that. I love those.
You got till Friday.
Okay.
Oh, God.
You know, the one story I have to say, the one that I always brag about, I don't think people would expect me to brag about, because in our business, we get to do a lot of cool things. Just, I mean, we just get to, we really do. And, you know, no doubt about it. I mean, having a, I think a more than just normal relationship with Simon Pegg, like when he comes here and he's been in Star Trek and he's a big gig and I love all that stuff. And so I tell people that it's kind of cool because Simon's really been a good friend whenever he comes, and him and Nick Frost. Those are two of my favorite guys. And we actually do, we went and hung out at a ball game together. But really, the one that I love, and I just told the story to somebody else, was watching a baseball game with Ryan Roland Smith, hyphen, you know, he's on Root Sports and he does a lot of analyzing games and stuff. And he was still playing. And we were in the same apartment building, and he just decided, hey, we want to come over, because the, you know, I guess the Mariners had an off day. And so I'm watching the Red Sox play, and Ryan is just giving me all this analysis of like what it's like to face every Red Sox batter, because he was facing them that year. And it was the coolest thing. Like it was like having like a red, like my own professional dude, and he would tell me ins and outs, and
that's pretty sweet.
It was so much fun, and he was so happy to like do it. We were sitting there just having beverages,
and he's got a cool accent.
Yeah, and he's a great guy. That's what I love to brag about, is like I got to actually go do that, which, you know, anybody would love to do that if you're a big baseball fan.
Red Chicken Man, a.k.a. Rucky,
just
texted in, being able to hoist a trophy and have a ring from a professional sports franchise, especially at my age, from Red.
Red, that is cool. Two rings in a row that the Seawolves, the rugby team got. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I saw on his Facebook a picture of him. There he is.
That is so awesome.
Holding the big Major League Rugby trophy, and then just drinking some champagne.
Good for him. That is really cool.
Yeah.
That's very, very cool. Damn, dude.
That's pretty awesome.
We're champions, buddy.
2 years in a row, man.
2 years in a row.
It's all because of Rocky.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How would you like some free financial advice from KISW's financial advisor? All right. You know what? You can get it. All you got to do is just give us a call. 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. Our old buddy Todd Peach from BECU.org. He's going to take your calls and your texts at 747 on the Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. If I call Travis, will I actually see him or someone who works for him?
Absolutely. When you come in to see my office, when you first call in, my staff will try to help you with any basic questions that you have. I can give you a call back, but they'll usually try to schedule you for a free consultation with me, the attorney, and I'll meet with you personally. We'll talk about the basics of your case, and I'll take you through a question and answer session that usually lasts about 30 minutes. We'll get the basics of your financial situation. I can answer your questions, and we can talk about whether bankruptcy makes sense, your non-bankruptcy options, and how bankruptcy could affect you, what the process is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.